Today's scripture treasure, Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Welcome to another edition of the LKP Treasure Trove. Many of us don't realize how much Yah is willing to give us the things we need to live well-rounded lives. All it takes is a deep trust in Yah and abiding faith that allows us to let go of trying to obtain the many things we feel we need in this world. Instead of worrying about our everyday needs, Yah would love to just have us live our lives and allow Him to provide for us. Vanessa will learn this valuable lesson on her drive home in today's story. Yah provides. Vanessa sat in the back seat of her car with her beautiful new pet, an emerald cockatiel. The bird cooed in its cage as Vanessa admired her. "She's such a lovely green, don't you think, Dad?" said Vanessa. Dad glanced in the rearview mirror as he drove and said, "She is a beautiful hen, but she's not really green, sweetie, despite her being known as an emerald cockatiel."
"She's not?"
Vanessa said with surprise, as she leaned in for a better view of the bird's feathers.
"The look of green is an illusion," Dad said. "The more yellow that's mixed in with their reduced gray color, the more prominent the drab olive appearance. But they don't carry a green pigmentation, so they can't really be green."
"That's very interesting," Vanessa said. "Want to know what's even more interesting?" Dad asked. Vanessa directed her gaze toward her dad in the driver's seat.
"What?"
"Since its wings are clipped and it's been bred in captivity, she'll depend on you for everything. You have to make sure she has a home to live in, enough to eat and drink, and things to keep her happy. It's sort of like how Yah looks after us."
Vanessa
said, while staring at her new feathered friend.
"I guess I never thought of it like that."
Dad smiled and said, "Yeshua taught that if we seek first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, then all the things we need in this life will be added to us, so we shouldn't worry about them.
In the same way, this bird won't worry about the things you provide for it.
She'll simply live her life because she'll know that you're there, doing everything she can't do herself."
"Dad, that's a wonderful thought,"
Vanessa said. She adjusted the cage on her lap and longed to let her new cockatiel out.
"I can't wait to get home so I can start providing for her."
"That's great to hear, sweetie," Dad said.
"Well, think about how much Yah is willing to take care of you and provide for you when you trust in him. Let your relationship with this new bird of yours be a constant reminder of that."
Vanessa looked in the rearview mirror and exchanged a loving glance with her father.
"I sure will, Dad."
Now, what about you? Are you trusting in Yah and allowing him to fully provide the things you need? That doesn't mean sitting around and waiting for things to happen. It means not worrying about daily needs, but allowing Yah to show you his power in your life by having you lack nothing. Proverbs 28 verse 10 says, "He who leads the upright astray in an evil way will himself fall into his own pit, but the blameless will inherit good." Yah wants to give you that good inheritance if you will trust in him with all your heart and live the life he desires.